Now to some good economic news. Things are picking up in the employment market. The Labor Department announced today that weekly unemployment claims nationwide have dropped by 5,000, and the national unemployment rate is now 8.3%. That's the lowest in 4 years. In California, the jobless rate stands at 10.9%, down from 12.1% a year ago. And while the job market is picking up, many workers are finding themselves underemployed in the new economy. That includes Bay Area journalist Christopher Cook, who recently wrote about his own struggles to make ends meet for Salon Magazine. He shares his thoughts in this commentary.
My benefits counselor is a vigorous man who speaks like a machine gun. He leads me to a numbered booth in a long row of numbered booths. I take my seat across from him. ID, Social Security card? I hand him a stack of materials proving it's me sitting here. He asks me rat-a-tat-tat, unemployed, self-employed, how much per month? I'm self-employed, I tell him. Pay is very inconsistent, $750 or $800 a month. You have pay stubs? I show him a few check receipts from a folder. $450 here, $100 there. Welcome to the writer's life in America today. How much are your bills? I tally them up. $770 a month for rent, $40 for cell phone, $25 for utilities. That's over $800 right there. He looks at me. How are you surviving? Your rent is higher than your income? Savings, I tell him. For the past few years, as a mid-career journalist and author, I've buttressed my $15,000 or less a year with some money my grandmother left me. All told, I live on about $20,000, not much for big city living. I work my butt off 40 hours a week, but that little nest egg is almost gone. I'm hardly alone. According to the USDA, 46.3 million Americans depend on food stamps to survive. It's a historic high due to recession and population growth. Roughly 1 in 6 Americans do not have reliable access to food, 1 in 5 children. Nearly half the country is poor or low income. The vast underbelly of America is economically and nutritionally underfed. I call myself frayed white collar, part of the privileged poor. I have a college degree, a career, and an economic rainbow of middle-class, working-class, and more privileged friends. Most of us are hard-pressed. My teacher friends make about $60,000 a year, but they're perpetually broke, eking across each month's finish line thanks to credit cards. The caseworker thrusts some papers in front of me. Sign. I do. He asks, "Getting unemployment now? Been on food stamps before?" No, no unemployment, I tell him. As a freelancer, I don't qualify. This is my first time on food stamps, except for when I was a kid. I grew up on food stamps. In the 1980s, while Ronald Reagan was attacking welfare queens, my single mother and I relied on food stamps for years, even when she worked at a health food store in Boston. We muddled through with her poverty wages, food stamp booklets, and sometimes slightly bruised but edible produce the store couldn't sell. I don't recall feeling ashamed about being poor. Those food stamp coupons seemed like Monopoly play money, and they kept us going. But now I'm 44, single, nobody to feed other than myself. And as the caseworker signs the final papers, I feel defeated. How have I fallen back to where I was when I was a food stamp Head Start kid, getting, yes, free lunches? I never bought the American narrative of progress and opportunity, yet somehow I feel like a flunky for not holding up my end of the bargain. The caseworker checks a few boxes, and with that, I'm certified for 12 months of benefits. With my Golden State Advantage benefits card in hand, I move quickly from shame to guilt. Why? I pay taxes, even if not very much on my poverty-level income. Nearly the same rate as America's multimillionaires do. Oh yes, of course, this is Bootstraps America, land of free capitalistic opportunity. Public assistance has always carried the puritanical stink of stigma, as if the rich never got a helping hand from their families, their often inherited privileges. The fact is, these benefits keep people alive. They keep people eating, and they keep other people working by propping up food purchases. Food stamps are not the problem, nor are they the solution. They are a life raft that barely keeps people afloat, while America's corporations and the rich siphon profits away from the public treasury and avoid taxes, all while blaming the poor for living off virtually nothing. I fit that latter profile, trying to survive as a San Francisco journalist, trying to survive in America's new economy, along with 46 million other hungry people.